The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Produce the power of the resurrection. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, when you look at the title, it has got two strong topics. So when you divide it according to my lecturer in the Bible school who taught me English language, in the person of the first lady, Mrs. Holland Sweat, may her soul rest in peace. The object that is taking the action is resurrection. So the subject is resurrection. And the theme, the pain of the cross, that produced the power of resurrection.
So,
we're going to do our best to handle this topic as the Lord leads us. So for now, we're going to take the first segment. In fact, man of God, you have made me to study another further. Yes, you know, the research I've made further, it has added more to my notes. The pain of the cross. As a matter of fact, when you look around, everybody, some people are saying, oh, the power in the cross, the power in the blood, the power in this, the power in that. But this one, the full meal is made complete on this
problem.
What did the cross give you? The power behind the cross. What made the cross produce that resurrection? As well, people are saying the power in the resurrection. But something produce the resurrection. Man of God, God bless you. You are deep. Listen. And as I make my research, I came to realize the man of God, I have to die. Even I have to die. If my life will be on the line for this gospel, I got to do it. I now understand. I have come to understand why
Paul,
great orator, great teacher, great speaker, as a matter of fact, he didn't see Jesus. But the in-depth of Paul was so deep. I have now come to understand why Paul said in Romans chapter 8 that what shall separate me from the love of Christ? Is it death? Is it nakedness? Is it pain? Absolutely nothing. Oh my God, my interpreter is very good. Absolutely nothing can separate me from the love of God, from the love of Christ. Because Paul saw the revelation behind the cross, the pain that the master went through. So if he is going through, Paul said, for me, I don't deserve. And so I have come to understand the narration in the book of Romans so deep. The pain of the cross makes Paul to be what he is. When Paul was beaten, and he came to face with danger of life.
can't see people anymore.
And at a point in time, they have put in basket to lower him from a wall. In fact, as a matter of fact, at a point in time, Paul was going to another missionary journey. And one great teacher took his belt and band it around his waist and prophetically he was saying the owner of this belt, this is what is going to happen to him. And this is what Paul's reply. I now understand why Paul replied this way. He said, I am not only afraid to what? To be bound or to die, because of what I have seen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The pain of the cross. Church, I came to let you know that you have something that is worth dying for. Oh, you didn't hear what I said. I said you have something worth dying for. Because I have made my research. I have made research. And I have come to a conclusion. There is no man. There is no religion. That its price. That its price. Was God himself. Coming into the world in the nature of a human being and then come to pay that price to redeem mankind. Oh my God. To redeem mankind. The pain of the cross. Now watch this. Those, the early beginning Christians who came face to face with the pain, the in-depth, the mystery behind the cross, and they wrote songs in the 18th century up to today. When those songs are sung, they still carry power. Now songs like this, he said, need no argument.
Jesus died. the
18th
century. And up to today, it carries weight. Why? Because it is mixed with the pain of the cross. Isn't it a song that goes like this? In the cross. Come on.
Be my Lord.
Mark chapter
15.
For tonight, this one I just wanted to take just one
And obey your person for a seminum bakupe.
Mark 15, verse 36.
And the Chemu Edia is here.
The account in Mark tells us when Jesus was on the cross. For the want of time, we'll just jump to verse 36. Now listen to this. Someone ran and filled a sponge with wine vinegar and put it on a staff and offered it to Jesus to drink. After the one, the man who created the whole universe, he commanded waters and rivers and came to
me.
Now, because of you and me, this man has to forfeit all these credentials. He has to forfeit all this glory. And when he asks for water, now watch this. When the master was on the cross, people have made a picture, they've made an artist's impression. But when you read the historian called
Josephus,
it will tell you that Jesus Christ didn't have anything on his waist. As
a
matter of fact, he was naked. In fact, naked. Naked.
Everything was naked.
That is how the master was hanging on the cross. But so Josephus painted, he said, for Picasso of Italy, he gave an artist impression. But in reality, according to what I stated in the research I made in Josephus, he said that I am a first-hand witness. I saw it. The man was hanging on the cross without any covering. And as a matter of fact, his whole body was torn, tattered into pieces, because before they even came to the cross, before they brought him to the cross, the Roman soldiers, the whip that they were holding around the whip, there are hooks of irons on the whip. That's the record of Josephus.
So kind of first surface in seven watch and say yes, no da quatre qua. It's answer more brown than human tampe mom the bono and that the tata no.
So the whip, there's hooks around it.
It's in Nadine Taritari and Humana no eight to two.
So no wonder.
It is say the two Picasso's the end of the sacra.
It's not like that.
It is sacra.
And so, according to Josephus, when they hit it at his back, it hit the flesh, go into the skin, and they will pull it. And when they pull it, the flesh come out. No wonder the writer of the hymn said, in the cross, in the cross, be my glory. Church, don't joke with this salvation. We must not joke with this salvation. Men of God, we must not joke with this salvation. Because our salvation that we've gotten, no money can quantify the cost. So the pain of the cross stands as the cost for your salvation and for my salvation. And when this flesh gets off, it goes off. And it went on and went on
for
39 times.
What did he do?
It is all because of me and you. Baba, thank you for that theme. I'm going to take my time and really sit down and work at this.
Because
it's so deep. Listen, so when he was hanging on the cross, after he has gone through this pain, after he has been taken to this excruciating pain, he was hung on the cross. A man of God. Even on the cross, they didn't make a small seat for him to sit on. And on the cross, this man was hanging.
Just now was saying so.
With the nails
that
ran through his hands. There's no place even to rest his buttocks on
it.
His legs was put on. And the nail went right through. That is the pain of the cross. And in that pain, give birth to your salvation. That pain, that suffering, that humiliation, God himself, in the personality of a man, no religion
or soon be any home.
No religion
soon be ready home
on the face of the earth has ever paid that cost for its tenet except Christianity. So, church, I think that the cross must be our main theme every Sunday, not only on Easter holidays. Because
it means that,
you see, Christianity, we are losing it. Christians, we are losing it. This thing must be preached every Sunday. So that you will know. Which now can
what
bread?
Who say which now can crack what bread? What can I say?
See, he's tired.
What bread?
What bread? Hello. And Jesus was hanging on.
Yes, so they didn't say. I said you understand.
And when he asked for water,
now who says for money in Siono?
They gave him vinegar.
Or what they do? No, no, no. Emma, no, so on.
Do you know vinegar?
Munim, their friend vinegar, man the woman.
Because the women sometimes some of them use it to wash their. But it's sour,
cabbage,
not sweet.
Just say it's sour.
So when the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the whole world owner, when he asked for water, they dip the sponge. Sit down. For those of you who I didn't tell you to sit down, you are sitting down. If I'm to mark you, are disqualified. But mercy has spoken for you. Because, listen, when you come to church and the man of God stands here,
says,
stand up.
That's what Castle Soria.
Stand up.
And you dream, I'm sorry.
Hello?
Munti.
Your pastor,
Mosafu,
who was the father of the church,
and his
wife,
and then the
were standing up.
No,
and you sat down.
Now, Mumatrasi.
So judge it for yourself. That's by the way. But let's come to what we're talking about. When the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the King of Glory, His Majesty, everything that bows, everything has got breath, and everything humbles itself to that man. And when he asks for water, they dip the sponge in vinegar, and they offered it to him to drink. What did he do? He didn't do nothing. Just that you
and I'm warm,
me
and it means
that God said, let us create man in our own image. And when man lost it in the Garden of Eden, and God sat down,
that
I will not let these people that are mine, that I've made in my image, to die and go to hell. I have to come down as a sacrifice. So God Himself, God the Son, God the Father, and God the Holy Spirit, He Himself came down to come and took upon Himself the flesh of a man to redeem mankind back to Himself. And the cost of that redemption is the cross. Papa, if I step on your leg right now with an intention, what would you do? Because if I should hit your leg with my heel, but Jesus went to the cross through that pain for you. Sister, from today, me, as I stand here, that is why when I walk around, come on, and I think and I begin to meditate how far I have come through the cross and where I stand today on this honorable podium.
Man,
I don't see myself as an ordinary person. As I walk, when I get to some place, I stand and change my step. Yes. Because my cost cannot be compared even to, with all respect, even to His Excellency, my president on his stool. If he doesn't know that Jesus, I know. Because where I'm going to walk, because of the cost and the pain of the cross, where I am going to walk, it's not just ordinary red carpet. No. Where I'm going to walk, the streets are made of what? Gold. Now, I've traveled a little bit. I've been to the most advanced and richest country in the world. I never saw the street in America made with gold. The best they have done is concrete. And so, as I did this research, I came to realize that Jesus has bought me through this pain. So through the pain of the cross, we are what we are today. Through the pain of the cross, I stand here today and I have the strength and I have the ability. I can also sit with great men to eat. Why? Because of the cross. The pain. A price has been paid for me. So I've got holy pride. Yes. Now you cannot take me for granted. No. I am unique. Me. I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about me.
The
research that I made, so yesterday in the night I cried throughout the whole, I said, God, so you did all this thing just for me? And the same for you.
To
read my message to close. And they offered it to Jesus to drink. And he said, now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah, comes to take him down. He said, go to 37. He said, and with a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last breath. And he gave up the ghost.
Now, free mo.
What a love. What a mercy. What grace. That is why, sister.
It's minuye.
Brother. Hold fast. We should hold fast. For me, the left, the remaining of my life, I will carry this Bible. I will carry it. Whether I have food, I have no food. Whether I'm homeless. Whether I have a car. I don't have a car. Whether I build a house. I've not built a house. This is my gold. And this is my gold. Jesus.
Yes.
With a loud voice, with a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last breath. Just for you.
And my menu.
Man of God, thank you for giving me this topic.
Listen,
Papa, it has changed my perspective about my walk with God. I left Bible school in 1996. And I became born again in 1986. My baby are fine. But with this topic, it made me to open my books. Because I knew that I was coming to a place where the master said, this man here, is he the small head that is inside? Do you read that Facebook thing he put on? I mean, anytime he put it on, I read everything sentence by sentence. And this is a great asset. So, As I research into this, I've come to realize that we have not been able to activate and to possess the deep benefit of the finished work of the cross through faith. We have not exhausted. We have not gone anywhere. And sometimes, Papa, you have changed my perception. See, now when I listen to messages, I try to find out the centrality of Jesus in that message. Today, many ministers have become motivational speakers. It is good. But we need to understand. We need to know what we got. What we have. The value. The worth of Jesus Christ. Let's be on our feet. And he cried with a loud cry. Jesus.
Yes.
Breath.
His last breath.
And he died.
For who?
For who? Sister. Brother. Don't let anybody take you for granted. No.
Debbie.
You are expensive. I said what? I said you are what? Expensive. Oh man, you see my swag? Because I'm expensive. My God. I am expensive. Oh yes. Me and that minister, and I'm dressing.
The day that pastor is not having cash,
then I'll put papers in my purse.
In his best.
And put it at my back.
Now I send it down, Coco.
And the cash will come.
And I'm so
when I just want to walk, I just take the
just person car,
come to a place.
No, a call, baby.
And then when I get down,
now, so we'll see
I start to walk.
No,
I met a gentleman at Accra Mall.
Oh, Branty will be Accra Mall.
He said, can I talk to you?
I said,
why
not?
You can talk to me.
What's it? You to me.
Talk to me. I'm a calm. This is Kakra.
I'm
saying, be trouble for those who trouble for. I said, who are you? Me can't bro for one to say, pardon, Mr. Ochoa.
What's that? Say, can't bro for no. Or can't church. And I said, I don't know.
Are you a Ghanaian? I say, I'm a Ghanaian.
What's that? You're a Ghanaian. I was saying, I'm a Ghanaian.
Oh, really? I say, yes.
Say,
born and bred in Ghana.
You won't know how to deal with her.
The difference is Jesus.
Yes, and so Suyena won him. And so Suyeno and only Christo.
Young girls, listen to me. You don't have to cry over a spilled milk.
Mamun so say bibi assay.
Because that boy, that
yeah, Abranti will be
boy,
Jilted him. Warning with Debbie, broken heart, the mamusu.
Maybe
a biana.
It's not even fit for you.
Just on some fatal cry.
So you sit and you're what broken heart? The best is yet to come because your cost.
Pardon, I'm quite sober. Essence, you are tower boarding.
Your cost.
You are tower boarding.
Is the pain in the cross.
And only or yaw now or send you on the son.
Chia, who's it here? Lift up your hands and we're going to pray. He said, with a loud voice. He cried. Listen. This very Papa, what time are we closing? What's the end of my time? How many minutes? 10:30. So I've got 15 minutes. Good. Lift up your hands. We are going to cry. We are going to cry. We'll continue in the evening. That every door that is shut before you, for the sake of Christ
and
the pain of the cross, that door must open. Oh, you didn't hear what I said. I said that door must open. I said that door must open. That door must open. Lift up your hands. Say, Lord Jesus. As I lift up my hands. As I clap my hands. And I cry out. Every door that is shut before me, let it open. Let it open. It must open. Clap your hands and pray. Kapata talabaha. Adibriya kataha. Lekabo shata. Ibako stadium parabaha. Ipandelia paha. Ikaton dalabahata. Ipayakato sheke. You are coming out. Makato bosha. Ikatalababaya. Ipatelia pa. Ipatalababaha. Ipakataya baba. Ipayantelebe. Ipakataba. 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 Ipakataya. Ipakaya paha. Paya. Ipaya. Ipaya. Ipaya.
Don't be a spectator. Get involved. Cry out. Makataya. The Bible says, when the Lord cry, when the Lord cry, when the Lord cry, Jesus gave up the ghost. I cry out unto you. Those on the line watching us, I want you to cry. Be it in Europe, be it in America, be it in Asia. You are listening to us. You are watching us. Cry out. Where you went, you are not accepted. You will go and they will accept you. Bakataya, Ipayataya, Paya, 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 let my doors be open. My brother, the Canadian embassy, be open. Paya, Apataya, Apayata, my doors in Europe, be open. Ministry of doors, be open. Because of the cross, because of the cross, in Patanaba, Paya, 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 Patanaba, Patanaba, I refuse the status quo, I refuse the status quo, Paya. Fire, 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 fire. Let the nations hear my voice. Let souls that are shut in darkness hear my voice. Hear Payata. All the vicinity hear the voice of Jesus. Hear the cry of Jesus. Hear the cry of Jesus. Payata. Makalaba. Badapapa. Badapa. Badapapa. 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 Fire. Fire. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. Don't stand there idle. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. Makataya. Fire. Take your possession. Possess your possession. Makataba. 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 Bang the heaven doors. 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 Fire. 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 Fire, fire, Makataraba, fire, 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 your heavens are open, your heavens are open, cry out, fire, fire, your doors of promotion, they are open, marriages, businesses, breakthroughs, financial breakthrough, marital breakthrough, business breakthrough, promotional breakthrough, fire, 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 you are breaking the status quo. Clap your hands, don't look at me, don't stand there, idle. Clap your hands, clap your hands, fire, 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 fire. Those of you on the line, clap your hands and cry out to God. Your doors that are shut, your documentation that are shut, let them be open. It is open. It is coming. Your breakthrough. Fire. 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 Let every foundation be shaken. Fire. In my family, in your family, let every foundation be shaken by that cry. Yeah. 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 Don't stand and look at me. My Patalaba, lift up your voice. Makubalata, Apayata, Apayata, Epaya, Epaya, Epatala, Apaya, Paya, 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 Adibriata, 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 Epatalaba, Epatalaba, Epaya, Epaya, Epayata. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. Pray. Tell God something. Would you cry? Abayata. Abayata. If you are not tired, I am tired of the status quo. I am tired of the status quo. It got to break. It got to break. The status quo got to break. I am tired of the status quo. I am tired of the status quo. I'm tired. I cry out. For my next level, I cry out. For my next level, I cry out. For my next level, my Ebataya, 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 fire, 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 fire. My possession, I possess my blessing. I bound at that door. Let every foundation, let every foundation be broken. Fire, 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 fire. Take it. It is yours. Break the status quo. In the name of Jesus.
Lift up your hands. We've got 5 minutes. Lift up your two hands. We're going to pray. And the Lord cried out with a loud cry. And he gave up the ghost. There are some of us in our family, there is a status quo. There is a bridge that nobody crossed. But this very hour, this very moment, you are breaking the status quo. You are breaking the status quo. In your family, in your community, in this church, we are breaking the status quo. People will run from north, south, east, and west and come and feel this place and come to know about Jesus. Lift up your hands. Say, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
way. Say, Lord Jesus. As I lift up my hands and clap. Every status quo in my family life, as I clap my hands, let the foundation be broken. If nobody travels, I break that status quo. If nobody goes to university, I break that status quo. If nobody gives birth, I break that status quo. If nobody gets a wedding in that family, I break that status quo. If nobody goes beyond the age of 40, I break that status quo. I will make it. I will make it. Clap your hands and pray. Finish her. Finish her. Minister, finish. Break the status quo. Break the status quo. I'll break that status quo. In my life, in my ministry, I break it. I should count the millions of dollars. Doors must break through. Doors must
open in you. Not America. Asia. Africa. Doors must be open. No more. No more mediocre. No more mediocre. No more mediocre. No more. No more. No more. I break you. I break you. Into my next level. In the name of Jesus.
Lift up your hands.
And you may to us.
Lift it up. Lift up your two hands. There are angelic visitation in this.
Yeah.
I like what that one is doing over there. Man, receive. Receive it. Receive. I see. One angel here, one angel there. You know, when we
were
doing the worship, I saw some three little girls. They were all in purple dress like Mama's own. They came and kneeled at the altar. And while they were kneeling at the altar, I saw rings of crown on their head. Whose children are that? We have called. When I close, I want to see those children.
Later.
Wow. I pray for them. My time is up. Lift up. Lift up. Father, those three girls, they have tapped into something awesome. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Because you are taking a gift home. And Jesus cried out with a loud cry and gave us his last breath. Everything that has been a hindrance in your life, today is his last breath.
Amen.
Because of the cross. Father, we thank you. Bless these hands. There's healing wings in this whole place. So if you are sick, receive your healing right now.
Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus. Every sickness in your body is being taken care of. I see
Jesus
angels doing
it.
They are doing surgeries. Who continue in the healing? We thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.